So everybody's, I guess, is muted. You could hear me, right?
Yes, Rabbi, you're the only one that's not muted.
Okay, beside. Okay. So I'm grateful that we're able to at least get in this Shia in the Chaburus Yosef HaTzadik before Yontiv. Next Sunday is going to be ready, very close to Yontiv. Hopefully making our homes Pesach Dik and Mitzvah Hashem, and our hearts Pesach Dik. So we could get in today's Shia in the middle of an unbelievable sugya that we were talking about. On our level, we were talking about Sisrei Torah, Pnimiyus HaTorah. We're talking about a sugya that reaches into the very kishkas of creation. And I believe that it's only through our exposure to this part of Pnimiyus HaTorah that we're able to understand what's going on at the end of time, even what's going on now with this union that we're in right now, to understand the challenges of the time of Tahayim Rabba, of being, as we spoke about, the generation at the end of time, where a very, very, very large amount of Jews of our generation are literally Sanchanim, paratroopers, who have been sent deep, deep behind the enemy lines in Ruchnias, and now we're feeling even in Gashmias in a very strong way, where there's a world that we've been sent into that is filled with a tumah, an impurity, a darkness, a virus that now has been mislabesh in this keser of corona, of the klipa of tumah. But long before it surfaced in the form of this physical virus that lo aleinu is causing such pain and suffering and such distance and so on, long before it was mislabish in this physical mitzias that we're in right now, the emotional, spiritual virus of corona was already unleashed. And what we're feeling are the last gasps of the Sitra Achra, the last adrenaline on the part of the Sitra Achra that was predicted by the Torah, by the Chachamim, by the Tzaddikim, thousands of years ago, and throughout the generations, it's discussed openly in Pnimiyus HaTorah. I mean, Pnimiyus HaTorah is open as Pnimiyus HaTorah is, but openly in the Svarim HaKadoshim, that before HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to completely eliminate Tumah, impurity, the Satan, the other side from the world, the Yetzer Hara, the Sitra Achra, is going to take out, at the end of its life, is going to have an unbelievable surge of adrenaline, and to take out its strongest kalim from the Tahayim Rabba, from the deepest depths of Tumah that we were talking about in the last year, what that means, in order to fight its last battle. And therefore, we see that at the end of time, before the virus, the physical virus surfaced, there has been a tumor that has had the ability through technology to be mamish makif, to attack the entire world, even the little simta'ot, the little alleyways of Me'e Sharim and Geula, and little backyards in Svas and in Tveria, places that were untouched by impurity, but as a result of the impure use of the virus, and even that lashon is even used when it comes to computers, before the physical virus of corona surfaced, there was the appearance in this world that has been over this last tkufa of 20, 30 years, that in many ways has taken over the world. And we're now at the very end of this battle. We are engaged, as I said last time, mamish, in hand-to-hand combat, door-to-door, house-to-house combat, with the Tahoma Rabba, with the deepest, deepest depths of Tumah. Our mission at the end of time, as we were talking about Barichas, the last Shira too, the last two Shirim, our mission at the end of time is to rescue those Nitzaitzes, those most oppressed and tormented Nitzaitzes of Kedusha that have been waiting for a Yeshua from the time of the Chet of Adam Arishan Mamish, from the sin of Adam Arishan and Gan Eden Mikedem with the snake. That's the mission of our generation. That means that in our generation, more than any time ever before, there are thousands upon thousands and thousands of Jews who have the koach ruchni, who have the spiritual wherewithal, the spiritual strength to redeem Kedusha, to find Kedusha, to return to Kedusha, while being at the Pesach of Gehenna Mamish, while having themselves descended into the darkest, darkest places of Gehenna, and with unbelievable strength to have pulled themselves out of that Gehenna, which we'll talk more about specifically later on, Gehennas of addictions, Gehennas of abuse, Gehennas of coldness, of snow, of ice, and so on and so forth, to pull themselves out and in doing so, to liberate from the chambers of Gehenna, to liberate, to free the neshama sahashukos, the oppressed and tormented souls and sparks of holiness that have been waiting for their liberators to arrive. And therefore, the Sfarim have all told us, we'll see in the Ramchal. Today we'll be able to begin with the Ramchal. After Yontov, we'll learn from other tzaddikim, the Rama Mipanu, and other tzaddikim, how at the end of time, Hashem Yisbarach is sending neshamas elyonos, gevaldige, gevaldige neshamas, powerful neshamas, the likes of which have never been in the world, and that through these neshamas, the bier of tumah, the removal of tumah, will take place. And the shleimus of the tikkun will be revealed. And davka mishum kach, because of this, the external levush, the external levushim, garments, the kelim of these neshamas are what appear to be extremely coarse and unrefined. There's a thick covering of armor. In order for these neshamas to be able to infiltrate the most horrible tumah, the most corrupt and disgusting tumah, in order for these neshamas to be able to infiltrate into the Tahay Meraba of the end of time without becoming themselves lost in that world, these neshamas that have the responsibility to swim deep or fly deep, whatever type of the, you know, Navy, Army, Air Force, to go infantry, to go deep, deep into the Tahim of Tahim Araba and to fight over there Milchamas Hashem, the armor, the armor, the chitzanius has to be very, very, very thick, very strong. And to people from the outside and to these soldiers themselves, they seem to be people that are not like everybody else, have a hard time following orders. We spoke about these neshamas 3 years ago, the neshamas of Tahu, are oftentimes not able to march along with the regular troops. Seem to be involved in things often that are not of Kedusha, Davka. These are the neshamas that, although on the outside, one might think that they are deep, deep in galus, and they oftentimes, at the earlier stages of their work, are in galus because that's part of the armor and the protective gear that they have. Like the fellows that go in guerrilla warfare, they smear themselves with black. Excuse me, they smear themselves. And they have to wear guerrilla uniforms that conform to the surroundings that they're in. Davki, in order to be able to infiltrate, they seem on the outside to look like the enemy. But these are the neshamas, these are the Jews that we learned in the Lashon of Reb Tzadik, Sus Yelenu, that they are davke michelkai shel Mashiach. They are davke michelkai shel Mashiach, that they are fighting for the Mossad of Mashiach, chelkai shel Mashiach mamish. Like you remember Eli Cohen, Hashem should avenge his blood, our man in Damascus, our man in Damascus. So we have our men and our women. Who have been sent behind enemy lines. And these neshamas, like Mashiach himself, who, as you know, Chazal have revealed to us, is sitting with all of the lepers, all the Mitzrayim, where by the gate, by the arch of Rome, the most disgusting place on earth, the headquarters of Amalek, of the Sitra Ach. And Mashiach is sitting there tending to the wounded, to the injured, to the leprous. These descriptions that we have from Chazal, using Psukim and Tanakh. These neshamas Mashiach is by the arch in Rome, Davke. The same question goes back to the beginning of Mashiach with Lot and his daughters in stone. Disgusting thing, disgusting place. Yehuda and Tamar. Disgusting. I'm giving you a shit. And David and Bathsheba. Yonim, Shimshon and Delilah. The strange places of Mashiach ben Dov, Mashiach ben Yosef, the Yosef Hayim ben Mitzrayim, these neshamas have the singular ability to contend with the most powerful forces of impurity, of tumah, and they often get injured and struggling. But when they pull themselves out from the Rome that they're in, from the Mitzrayim that they're in, when they pull themselves out from the stone that they're in, with those victories that they have behind the enemy lines, these neshamas that Hashem parachuted into creation at the end of time have the singular ability, together with the great tzaddikim of the generation, which we'll talk about later on, not today, but the great tzaddikim of the generation, and particularly the hidden tzaddikim of the generation, have the ability to rescue, to bring back our boys and girls, our Jews, from the Tahim Araba, where they have been waiting for eternity, for these soldiers to come get them. And the same way we see that by Pesach, by Yetzias Mitzrayim, Yotzienu Hashem Mitzrayim, Lo Ayidei Malach, V'loy Ayidei Sarath, V'loy Ayidei Shaliach, Ela Kadosh Baruch Hu B'chvaydo V'atzmai. That Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, as we say in the Haggadah, not with a Malach, not with the Sarath, another kind of Malach, not with the Shaliach, and you all know, we've spoken about this many times over the years, that the Arizal revealed that if a Malach couldn't go into Mitzrayim, because if a Malach would go into Mitzrayim, he would be immediately misbattled. He would be immediately destroyed by the Tumah. And by Ikvis to the Mashiach, by where we are now at the end before Mashiach comes, only the neshamas that come as the Arizal and the other tzaddikim that we're going to learn from see inside, only those neshamas that are the highest neshamas of all generations, but are so misunderstood, and on the outside look camouflaged, and dafka ones that very rarely fit in with the rest of the olam. These neshamas from Michael Kol Shemashiach. That's the way Tzaddik calls these troops. Michelkai Shel Mashiach. They are the only ones that can go into Mitzrayim. They are the only neshamas that can go, these paratroopers, into Mitzrayim of nowadays. They are the Navy SEALs, the Green Berets, whatever you want to call them, to borrow muscle from the world, who have been assigned this most dangerous and difficult, the neshamas were assigned with these most difficult and dangerous missions, to go down to the Diyuta Tachtoina Mamish, the lowest, lowest places in creation. Uvikashtem Hisham es Hashem Elokech. Uvikashtem Hisham. And to seek HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Davke in these places. Davke after oftentimes going through different types of abuse and loneliness and difficulties in Gashmias and Ruchnias. But really, our entire generation on some level is part of this loneliness. It's just more extreme with certain people. And they don't know that they're going, these neshamas don't know about the neshamas that they're rescuing, just like when it comes to the Green Berets and the Navy SEALs, they often don't know the identity. They don't know exactly what the end tachlis is. They're following their orders and doing what they're told. But these neshamas, what they do know, is that they struggle mightily with every single inch of Yiddishkeit, and even with Menschlichkeit and so on. Their mission is to remember the Bari Olam, the Creator, B'Kitzeh HaShamayim, at the end of the line, at the end of the heavens, and to do tshuva. To struggle to hold on to their Yiddishkeit, even though they feel like their mamish can't go on another day, but to try to get up and put on tefillin, to try to learn a Mishnah, Blad Gemara, to try to turn away from the phone, from what's on the computer. And therefore, the major players, in the major soldiers in this war, of the end of time, are often those who on the outside seem to have gone or are going through presently or have gone through tremendous nefilas in their Yiddishkeit and their ruchnis. And that's how they crossed into enemy territory. These neshamas who are the paratroopers of Mashiach, Mechelka Shem Mashiach. And that these Jews have the ability to remember Hashem Yisbarach long after they were kicked out of yeshiva, or left yeshiva, or even out of their homes. And they have the ability to somehow be mischazik in their emunah, to hold on to their emunah, when they find themselves davke, maybe mamake, hatume in the taha, in the mamish, the taha, around the mamish, the lowest places, and to have your hurry tshuva, and to do tshuva, and to try to be better, and in doing so, to rescue those neshamas hashukais. Now, let's begin to learn a little bit inside. There's a sefer which is from beginning to end, Ruach HaKodesh. We were zeichet to learn a little bit more from the beginning. We was able to learn the Shiurim on Yehoshua a few years ago, when it was a normal winter, when we were learning the sugya of Yehoshua Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. And we were learning about the two periods of Pekida and Zechira, the remembrance of the Jewish people that precedes, on Hashem's part, Kivyochel, that precedes the ultimate Zechira, the final and complete remembrance. Pekida, Pokad Yivkai, Pekida, and Zechira. And among them, Ramchal's many, many Svarim. He has a Sefer which is devoted entirely to this Sugya of the end of time, and there is the role of the neshamas of the time of Pekida, that's us, when Hashem has come back to his people and has brought us back to Eretz Yisrael and has resumed his business with us, taking us back to Yerushalayim and to the ultimate redemption after a long, long time of concealment of terrible darkness and hast upon him. Hashem has resumed in an open and revealed way his journey with us to Yerushalayim. And this Sefer of the Ramchal is called Maimer HaGeula. It's a Maimer. It's called Maimer HaGeula. It's available in many, there are already a number of different editions that have come out over the years, over recent years. For a long time, it was hard to get. Emistis would be Kedai to learn the entire Sefer Maimer HaGeula. Kedai. Ramchal doesn't need our approval or recommendation. But the Maimer HaGeula is a Mashiach, is Michelkel Shem Mashiach. So I hope that I sent the pages. Now I'm trying to remember, maybe I did not send the pages. Moshe David, if you're there, or anybody, did I send the pages at all from the Maimer HaGeula? I might have forgotten. If somebody would text me to let or send me, I don't know how you do it, but I know it's possible to let me know. Do you have the pages for Maimer HaGeula? Because I could probably send one. No. We'll just have a chance to start anyway for 5 minutes. But tell me, did you receive the pages from Maimer HaGeula?
Rebbe, you didn't send it.
Moshe David, I didn't send them.
No.
Yeah, it's my fault. Okay. Sorry. Okay, well, I'll send them. I'll send them for the next year, but we know that.
Okay.
But for now, anyway, we'll just start for 5-10 minutes. I don't think I could send them while I'm talking on this thing. I don't know how to do. I'm not good at multitasking. My wife always tells me, and I certainly don't want to mess up this Zoom thing, because then it'll be lost. So, Mechila, I'll read to you just the beginning. So maybe we'll just end a little bit early because it's not smart to go into the Ramchal if you don't have it in front of your eyes. So Yoni Henner is just sending, a note that you can get the Maimer HaGeula on the computer. So we're, if you do have it, we're in Perek Hay. Dilug Alehar, we're in Perek Hay, the Maimer HaGeula. But we'll just begin. There's a fantastic edition that came out that was put out by a Talmud Chacham in Baltimore who has put out many beautiful svarim over the years by the name of Rabbi Abed Tzvi Neiman. Rabbi Abed Tzvi Neiman's edition of the Maimer HaGeula has very, very good notes and additional yunim in the back. It's a terrific, terrific edition. I don't know if that's online, but it's because I think it just came out. Tov Shanayin Tes. First of all, the Nusach is very meduyik. There are a number of mistakes in the Nusach in some of the other editions, and they're also very good Ha'aris and Maimer Kaimis. But I'll send you the pages next time. But in the meantime, if you can get the Maimer HaGeula, Rabbi Abed Tzvi Neiman's edition is be very, very kedai. It's also, you'll enjoy learning it over Pesach from the beginning to learn the Sefer. It's a Pesach de Kalima. Very, very good.
Rabbi, I see Perek Hay is Chazaras Nitzaitzes V'Chalkei Kedusha. Is that what Rabbi is talking about?
Yeah, it begins with the words V'ata Farish Lecha Oid Said Acher Mashnasa Bepkida. You have it?
Not sure which part.
Different editions have different ways of dividing it. It's the second Nisiv, Perek Hay.
Koyach HaYachid Magen Al Mashiach.
Where it says, V'sorg Shateta Ki Apkidah Min HaYisoydi. She Apkidah Min HaYisoydi. Kol Doidi Hine Zebo Medal Galar.
I don't know if I see it.
I have three other editions here in the house, but I'm not going to start going and pulling them down till I don't know which one you have. So, it begins with Kol Doidi Hinizaba. I have it in this edition. It's Parakei. I can look behind me. I have another one here, and I think the other one was in Shul. Here's another one. Just happen to have another one handy. Let me see how it's in this one. Chelik Aleph. There you go. This is also a very choshev edition that some of you might have. This is the one that we used during the Shiur Man Yeshua from Rav Mordechai Tzariki. Yeah, I'm not gonna. It's different here. It's done differently. One second. I could find the page over here also. I see where it's coming. Sorry to do this to you. Yeah, in the Siriki edition, it's page 34. Page 34. So some of you might have that.
I think someone has that edition. They're going to take a picture.
Mr. Sharma, I'll send you a picture next time. We'll just begin a few words and we'll continue next time. So just listen, Chever. Again, I apologize. I'll send a picture right after I get off the phone. I'll send you all the picture. I'll send Moshe David. He'll send it to you. So the Ramchal is going on different psukim in Shir Hashirim. He was talking earlier about Ani Yishein of Elibi Er. During the time of Pekida, we learned this in the Shir Mani Yeshua, that during the preliminary time of Mashiach, at the end of time, before Mashiach is fully revealed, when the Pekida begins, when the remembrance begins, there will be a state of Ani Yishein of Elibi Er. The heart of the Jewish people will once again be awakened with a longing for Yerushalayim, with a longing to learn the secrets of Torah, with a longing to sing the Chodayi together in Neish Kaidish, and so on. There'll be an awakening. There'll be a time of Libi Er. And at that time of Libi Er, the heart being awakened once again, for redemption, and as we've been learning in Rav Kook, being completely unable to tolerate Golus anymore, being completely incapable of tolerating Golus, being sick of Golus, being sick of our treatment at the hands of the world, being sick of the emptiness that we've been living in. So there will come then a state after the beginning of Libi Er, of the heart waking up, there will be called Doidi Doifek Hine Zaba. Medalag Elaharim Mekapetz Alag Voice. There will be the hearing of the voice of the beloved called Doidi Hine Zaba. I hear the voice of my beloved. Medalag Elaharim Mekapetz Alag Voice. Jumping over mountains and leaping over hills, and you all know that these are yitzias mitzrayim. Okay, I got the message. This is in the Naiman edition, page chav beis, chav gimel, chav dalet, chav hey, those pages. So we're going to try to send those over even now. Chav beis, chav gimel, chav dalet, chav hey.
Someone just sent them on the Mary McComas chat.
Okay, beside this, sir. It's amazing. There are advantages that are to be found in the Tohem Rabba. there are a lot of advantages when the technology is used, when the technology is being used by tzaddikim. It's unbelievable. That's all part of the sugi that we're in. It's the Zelu Mazeh. Davke, this tremendous access to Gevaldige Kedusha in the Tahim Rabba, pulling things out. Okay. So here the Ramchal, we'll just begin the parak. Ramchal begins the Ata Farish Lacha Oid Said Acha Mashanasa Bepkida. Let me now explain to you another secret of what's going to be during the time of the awakening of the Pekida. Nichlal b'pasik, and this is hinted at in the pasik, it's included in the pasik, Kaldaidi hinei zeba, midale gilahar mekapit salakroiz. V'hu said gadol v'atzim ma'ayt. Who side Godel Va'atsum Ma'ayd. And this is a very, very great and powerful secret. So let us just begin. We need to know that the Koach of the Pekida comes from Yesod, Yosef HaTzadik. Mashiach ben Yosef, Tikkunim in Kedusha Sabris, which is why we're now getting to the essence of the core of the sugi that we're in, to understand why Davke at the end of time, the paratroopers are having the greatest struggle with Yesod. Are Davke trying to do tshuva in Yesod? I just got a message today from one of the paratroopers that he completed this year, that today is the completion of an entire year of being completely naki, pure and clean, in the Kedushas Yosef HaTzadik. So tzarech sheteda ki hapkida min hayisaydi. Pekida comes from Yisod. The Ramchal was talking about this throughout the Sefer until now, and we spoke about that in the context of the Shirim of Yeshua. Yeshua is a b'china of Mashiach ben Yosef. And that's why, in order to bring us to Eretz Yisrael, there had to be Kedushas HaBris. And Yeshua is a hemshech and a shliach of Yosef HaTzadik. The Pekida comes from Yisod. Vazechira min hatiferes. Zechira comes, the ultimate gula with Mashiach ben David, the ultimate redemption comes from tiferes, from the higher spheres of Tiferes. Chesed Gvur Tiferes. Netzach and Hod. And then there's Yisod, which is the Pekida. Zechira will be revealing the higher spheres. The connection from all the lower spheres to the higher spheres of Tiferes. When the time has arrived for the Pekida, what's amazing is Nisaira Hatiferes Birishona. At the time of Pekida, the higher spheres of Tiferes which is, we'll say for now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the higher spheres of Tiferes, will be Mis'ayre v'hoyrid ha-yisod el ha-shechina, and will send the Yisod. Send Yisod down to the Shechina, to Malchus. And where is Malchus at the end of time? Where is the Shechina? In Rome. In the dark alleyways of Tuma. That's found. All of Tisha B'Av is crying over the matzav of the Shechina. the story of the lost princess in Rabbi Nachman's story, in the palace of Lai Taif, where the princess is found. So Teferis is sending Yisoid. V'ha'ira Yisoid el Hashchina, ha'imedes b'keitz ha'chosha. That's standing at the edge, at the end of darkness. Uchshiraz to Isai. And when the Shekhinah sees Yisoid, when Malchus, when the Jewish people see Yisoid, Yada, she will know. Got the Pharisees who's in his ire. The Kadosh Baruch Hu has awakened. The Tiferes has awakened. Afal pi shahayarid eno el hayisait. Even though it's not clear that this is Hashem, what they see is Yisod. This inyan, this struggle, this business of Mashiach ben Yosef, and of Kedushas HaBris and Tumas HaBris. Lachin Omar, let's just do another few words. Lachin Omar, Kaldaidi, therefore the Shekhinah will say, the Neshamas who are waiting to be freed, will say, Kaldaidi, the voice of my beloved, Vuhat Teferes. Per Shamas Ani is Kaldaidi. The generation Jews will say, I hear the voice of my beloved in all of this craziness. I hear the voice of my beloved. V'hemes ki merachok shamas. The truth is that she hears the voice from only, the voice is coming from a distance, from a great distance. Like in the story in the seven burgers of the two birds. And the mountain, the heart, the well, and so on. V'emes ki merachok shamas v'leikar v'leir rak hayisayit. Tiferes has not returned to Malchus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Shekhinah. Hashem to Am Yisrael in a way that's clear. It's from far away. All that has approached is Yisod. During the Pekidah, Mashiach ben Yosef, the Yisod. The Inyan of Yisod. V'olav Amra Hine Zabah Medalik Elaharim Mekapitz Elakvos. The Shekhinah is able to say, that the tzaddik is coming. Yosef HaTzaddik. Help is on its way. Medalig la'arim. Mekapit zalagvos. Leaping over mountains, jumping over mountains and leaping over hills to come to rescue the lost princess, the Shri Nagadosh. Am Yisrael, the end of time. And these neshamas that have been waiting from the beginning of time. In the neshamas of the paratroopers are arriving, are being sent, are descending into this world. But the Shekhinah is at the edge of darkness. The Pesach is the beginning. In the flowies, but the wonders that we're going to see that we're already seeing, that are going to be fully revealed now at the end of time, are going to be modeled upon, based upon what happened by Jesus' time, but infinitely greater. Because we're going to see that whereas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first Gula was in a rush, had to take place in a rush because of Mitzrayim and the inability to contend with Mitzrayim, that this Gula is going to be different. It's going to be different. And no one's going to be left behind. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll continue. So I hope you have the pages now. And then we'll be able to continue, Mr. Shemef Diantiv. By that time, I hope, and Davin, all of us too, that we're going to be seeing many, many wondrous things already that have started. That everybody should have a refuah in Yeshua. We should be zoche Mr. Shem. The seed should be taken. Kimei seschem Mr. Shem. Erenu neflois with the gula of Hashem v'amitis mehem yemenu amein v'amein.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen,
Rabbi.
Amen.
Amen. Rabbi.
Shkoyach, Rabbi.
Shkoyach,
Rabbi. Shkoyach.
See you, Rabbi.
Okay, I got
through everybody.
Be well.
Everybody should be well.
Amen.
Amen.
Feel good. Feel good, everybody.
You couldn't see us. We said amen.